Thank you. I have the flu and don't have very much voice. Can you hear me? In back? Mark, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. This is unfortunate since I'm going to read some plays in which I need a lot of voice. I'm going to read from a work of mine called 1,000 Avant-Garde Plays, and which will be published next year, but which you can see on stage from June 15th to June 20th at the Marymount Theater, staged by the Medicine Show Theater Ensemble. They're not going to do all of them. I'm not going to read all of them either. They're actually only about 120 plays, but I called them 1,000 Avant-Garde Plays because I liked the way it sounded. And these plays seem funnier than they are. Some of them are funny, some of them aren't. One of the problems in reading at St. Mark's is if you get up here and say your mother just died, everybody laughs. But I'm serious that these plays seem funnier than they are because they're very short and because people are used to plays being long. And therefore, they seem like, which is a purely commercial idea. I mean, you have to have an evening's entertainment. Nobody would get up and go out and spend $40 to see a three-minute play. And they don't have to cost $40. Each play is a complete work in itself, and they, as I said, they seem like blackout skits, but that's exactly the wrong way to think of them. Think of each one as a full production, and each is written so it could last all night, actually. The reason I did this was that, you know, when I'm in the theater, usually after about a minute, I get the idea, and all the rest of it is just boredom. I mean, I'm not talking about great plays, but most plays. And I noticed also when I first got a television set, if there were movies on three different channels, that I could skip from one to the other and immediately be in tears or laughing, and that it doesn't take very long to incite a major emotion in someone, and that it might be interesting to change this very quickly. Another reason I wanted to do this was that there seems to me a great deal of talent and even genius in the contemporary theater, but it's all on the part of directors and actors. Almost none of the really great modern directors like Arjan Nushkin in Paris and Luca Ronconi in Italy and Robert Wilson, none of them use contemporary texts, or they don't use contemporary texts that are any good. So it seemed with all this talent in the theater that we should start to write for them. In any case, I'll read some of these plays.